Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. This is Parker Pathways, and this is January 29th, 2012. This is a live show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwatisbcglobal.net. I'll get to the callers in just a few minutes. I just wanted to mention the process of the latest neuroanatomy studies, which is occurring in the biomedical imaging centers around the world, that if they can map the process, which you can right now, you can determine cognitive changes on the interplay of these electrochemical impulses in the brain. And these studies are scanning myelin, which is a covering of the nerve system of the brain cell. And all nerve cells have myelin. The fact that you can have, that's where the electrochemical impulses are traveling. And so you can have the determination of how a brain functions on grammar and voice within 600 milliseconds in the project, which is called the Human Connectome Project. The Human Connectome Project. And this is the determination of placing within the databases of your electronic medical record your brain scan and to determination of the psychological profiles along with the genetic information from several thousand people. These will be in the process of the new biobanks that are determined under the United Nations. And this is called the Organization of Human Brain Mapping, which is a process of the international mapping of brains for the cognitive processes to accurately determine the white matter of the nerve cells' function within the brain system in relationship to your contribution to thought. Remember what I talked about a year and a half ago? I had four shows on this, and the whole thing comes down to the fact of the exposé of the control of thought as a process of a commodity, which is a part of the new system. All of this was to be implemented in a final form within this year. So they're jumping at January 24th. It's showtime for the global neural links on how the mind works for the number of the beast. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A. Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I want to get to the next caller because we're getting into areas of vast importance, and the callers are bringing the information to the table. The Bob from Indiana, I hope Bob is still there.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Is there any aspect of the term fracking that is beneficial? Other than to the scoundrels that are doing it?
In truth of it, the fracking procedure is a engineering advancement just to get the natural gas and the process of it. When they first started with it, the idea was to say, well, it's not affecting the aquifer or anybody else because we're going below the water table. And there were a lot of ads by Chevron, I understand, on television, which you no longer see. And, of course, the Chevron lobbyists have made a real point of threatening my discussion on air about this, and I have called them legal interlopers of ideas and engineering, and I'm totally correct with that. That's not a semantic discussion to call them bastards. But the thing comes down to the fact they're interloping a basic natural function of physics in order to get the gas, but interfering with the process by which the Earth's chemistry changes the water molecule for us to use. And so fracking is a procedure, an engineering procedure, which is being used in an abnormal way. It's good for the people to extract the gas for the sake of profit. It's good for extracting the oil. And I don't blame anybody for trying to say that we want to be energy independent. But the process is that this could be done in a different way. Notice that all of the purchases that were in Gasland, in the film Gasland, which I understand the movie industry doesn't, is through the United States Obama administration, has specifically said that that tape, that disc for Gasland, is no longer to be sold by Amazon.com. And so, in other words, they want to suppress it. The movie industry wanted to suppress it. The documentary suggestion for the Oscar for an Oscar for a document piece of work. No, it's a there's a you've asked a very good question. No, there's nothing there that's going to help. And another thing, the United Nations is saying, oh, this doesn't affect the climate. Yet the amount of chemistry that goes into the air and the contamination of the water in the aquifer is four times the amount of the explosion of one atom bomb that was the first, it was the second tested atom bomb in Nevada, which still contaminates the earth.
Well, one of the things that you really don't hear a lot of and yet you hear enough of is the Bakken oil field of Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Montana and North Dakota, but when you start looking into it, we're not talking necessarily, from what I've read, about drilling and pumping out the oil. They're talking about this shale and fracking process. And is that tied into also this pipeline, is it Keystone Pipeline?
Yes.
I know that there this oil shale in the northern Canada is certainly not doing the environment there any good.
No, in fact, it's laying. It's what it's called. It's going to, when you mine for sulfur, and the process of using the coal sulfur, and the process of what is called the strip mining, which was going on in the Appalachians for years,
and here in Indiana too.
Yeah, and the thing is, and what's happening here is that the politics of this, as I was explaining in the first hour, are really to help Warren Buffett and his Northern Railroad system to be able to be the transfer vehicle for the gas so as to make him. He will become more wealthy than Rockefeller could have ever believed to be wealthy during his day.
Well, I was giving some consideration to searching out an investment in that back in the area, it's because it's really not even started to get developed yet. I've been reading about a certain big-time corporations moving their equipment from Alaska down into North Dakota, and if this is all going to happen, they're going after this, going to soon be going after it big time.
You know, well, you can have Chesapeake if you want to make some money and destroy the aquifer kind of thinking. You know, that type of story. You can go to Baker Hughes, you can go to Chesapeake Drill, you can go to Schumberger. They're at $39.87 a share. Variations now is $5 a share an hour. Will go up next few weeks. You've got the Arabs that have come in. You've got the Chinese that have come in. You've got the Albanians that are coming in. You've got all the people that are forming IPOs. There are seven IPOs going to be, well, they've already been declared because it's not legal for me to say on air which ones they are, but I know who they are, and I won't say that on air to be legal, but there are seven IPOs coming in this week. So, no, they'll rip the land. They'll rape everything in sight. You won't be able to grow soybeans. You won't have a process of a wildlife system because of the water contamination, which is the very point of why the United Nations is pushing climate change as a process that humans produce too much methane. And the whole thing comes down to there's more carbon dioxide and methane being extruded out from the fracking than there is from humans. So, you know, it's a matter of money. So it's a, no, those are, in fact, before the hour's up, I may have a few more companies for you. to be fair to you, which ones there are. And General Electric, of course, they're with the Chinese because the Chinese actually are big takers of General Electric. Rockwood Holdings, they're running at $39.67 a share. They have an 8% change. Aon, Thanos-Snappy, Barrick Gold, who have prostrated themselves, with ExxonMobil at $75 a share. Chevron, $91 a share. Chesapeake Bay, $26.95 a share on a close. They're changing 17% as we move on the European market as we speak. South Gobi Resources. Resources are the ones in Canada. SGQ on the Canadian tape. They're selling at Canadian dollars at $13.50. They will rape one third of Canada within the next 3 years. Well, you won't even be able to find ducks in Canada. Well, as a result of South Gobi Resources.
Well, that brings me into my last part of my question here. And oddly enough, I'm not a very scientific person, but I can look around me and see some changes. These chemtrails that can be seen everywhere you go. Would the purpose of the spraying have something to do to kind of dull our thought process?
Oh, you mean from the boron and the aluminum and the chemtrails and other types of chemicals that they're placing in.
I don't see the American people being very aggressive about this.
No, because they're in denial. Most people are in denial. They look at the chemtrails and they say, well, it's been going on for a while, and the whole process of this. You see, when you have the spraying of the process of these things that's been done for years, and those are government pilots in those planes. And the whole process is that they know where they're going. There are several goals. One, of course, is weather modification. One is to change the plant's chemistry, which I talk about on my program every chance I get, in the terms of changing the sugar concentration for the development of photosynthesis in a new way in a plant. If you change that, you change the gene structure of the root, which in turn is working in the soil that's contaminated from human waste. And that's part of the irrigation system. That's part of their whole process. This is going on. People make millions of dollars a day on this subject, on what I just said, the transfer of human waste to the irrigation plots around the world to have as irrigation water. Once the chemtrail chemicals get into the plant, we eat the plant, we come into the plant. It's like the turkey farmer example I gave on the first hour.
Yes.
And the thing is, and so, no, this is, I'm not being paranoid about it. I'm not saying it's a positive thing, but you use common sense in the process. The American Indians of this country and the Hopi Indians were able to transcribe the actual plot of the process of the human progress over 15,000 years time frame. And they were able to even draw. Imagine this. Before Christ put carvings in stone to describe what's happening now. Well, where in the hell did they get that information? You know, did they take some peyote and have an hallucinatory out-of-body experience and develop it? Which is why they use peyote in some of these ceremonies anyway, because it was functional in the brain system. But I just said before I took your call of the great common, what's this called, a common brain project. And the government wants to change the brain of people. Remember, I invite on my show Obama's science and technology czar, Dr. Holdren. You can call 800-313-9443 while I'm on air and face me. They're putting the sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population of this earth. How can you sleep at night thinking about something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah. You call again, Bob.
Wow.
what would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I am putting together a process of menus where water is involved. And I think I have an idea for a spicy baby back pork ribs using various herbs in the process of changing the water molecules and how to make the sauce of using the various forms of whole cloves and fennel seeds and the process of lemongrass. These recipes that I'm placing together, of course, are going to be part of the healing clinical medical laboratory processes and things, which I don't have time to talk about on the spicy baby back ribs recipe for today. But I've been looking over a project which is called Pennsylvania State University, where they've been using Moringa oleifera, which is a plant, which is a sand seed, and you can grow this in such a way it's been used for food. But what I'm looking at is that this sand seed can be used for its protein in its seed to clean water. And the idea they extract from this seed can bind the sediment of the sand and change it to a negatively charged sand crystal. And you can functionalize a sand in such a way you can kill harmful microbes, and you can actually remove the sediment from the water samples. And, of course, this kind of advancement within my patent innovation system, of course, could actually close to revolutionary concept of like in the movie Star Trek, where they went out into the process and reseeding the Earth. And, of course, I'm using the principle of panspermia, of the extraterrestrial comet kind of life, which has been discovered in comets and has been discovered in moon rock and has been discovered in other rocks which come from a, one of the planetary systems that has just been openly disclosed to the public not any more than 2 weeks ago. So I want to make sure I get Joe in Indiana. Joe, I hope you're still there. Is Joe there from Indiana?
Hello, Dr. Parker.
Thank you for holding.
You're so welcome. I hope my phone battery holds out. Not to divert from what you have been talking about, but let me make a brief comment here with regard to this eminent domain issue you were talking about with regard to the pipeline.
Yes.
In Oklahoma, we are having an issue with an outfit out of Houston, Texas called Clean Line Energy.
Oh, yes.
And they petitioned the Oklahoma Corporation Commission or utility status to build a power line, a DC current power line, across the state and not serve any of the people of Oklahoma.
Right.
And this all comes from wind farms, which is heavily subsidized, as you well know.
Yeah.
Okay, the Corporation Commission ruled that Clean Line, an out-of-state corporation, could have utility status, not provide the citizens of Oklahoma with any power, but they in no way impart to Clean Line eminent domain authority. Well, why would they ask for utility status if they didn't want eminent domain? Which you know how the courts are going to rule.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the reasons I think that that's the case is the fact that I did a program called Who Owns the Clouds. I did that about 3 months ago on one of my shows, and it was the idea here that take that Clean Line information that you're giving, which is very important. You see, the idea is to have the grid as the property.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you listen to Obama carefully, you have to read through his, you have to listen to him carefully. What he's saying is what I've been talking about is under the United Nations protocol of reallocating populations and moving them across state lines to different states to get them on the grid. In other words, it's the idea of recentering control of people within a concentrated area. The person who gave it away years ago was Hillary Clinton when she said it takes a village. In other words, it takes a village to grow, you know, to raise a child, to work a thing. That's UN talk. In other words, it's the concentration of the reallocation of people, and the energy is the property. That's what they're after. And if you're like there's a movement out there right now, Joe, that you probably know about people that want to live off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a bill by senators who actually get elected in this country that say that people live off the grid can lose their citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
See, in other words, it's the energy that's the property.
Sure. Let me carry this on because that wasn't the main thing that I wanted to bring up. With regard to Chesapeake, who you seem to mention quite frequently.
They're the shale.
It's headquartered in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they violate everything you can think of.
Of Sandridge.
Yeah.
A shell landman told a friend of mine, of course, now this is hearsay evidence, but a shell landman told me that he was, or my friend told me, that Shell was trying to lease.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker. I hope Joe is still on. I'll give him a few more seconds because I have to get to the next call. I want to make sure the Shell oil guy was telling somebody something.
Well, he's trying to make a lease with a neighbor of mine, and so is Chesapeake trying to make a lease with the same neighbor. Well, the Shell landman told him he just as well lease it to Shell because Chesapeake's probably going to sell out to Shell here shortly. And the Shell landman showed him a map. It actually blacked out a number of places that they had intended to lease and were pulling the plug out. As of last Monday, Chesapeake announced, made a public announcement, they were significantly reducing their exposure in this Oklahoma play and were going to focus more on the Marcellus area. And they are $9.5 billion in debt, but Sandridge, on the other hand, they have sold their Mississippian play, the undeveloped Mississippian play, to a great extent, to the Spaniards and to the South Koreans, and they have bukus and bukus of money to play with.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true, Joe. And I talked about this. I had a caller about 6 weeks ago that asked about the natural gas play and was it overpriced in terms, and I said so. And not only there are a lot of dangers because the world natural gas market is getting glutted, and so they want to manipulate the price by changing the what I call the false demand for it. See, and it, you know, so that they make it look like somebody wants it, but they don't. You know,
Tom Ward, the CEO of Sandridge, was so bold to make a comment in a newspaper article, recent newspaper article, that they have an average of $170 to $5 an acre paid out in lease money for their land, for their mineral leases.
Mm-hmm.
They sold those undeveloped Mississippian leases to the South Koreans for $3,600 an acre. Now, that's rolling some money, Doc.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's...
And I don't know what the number was per acre in with the Spaniards.
Well, the Spaniards was $6,000 an acre.
Okay.
You
that's
a
pretty
and,
good turn, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
a good turn. And that's why I'm mentioning these other companies coming in, because the truth of the matter is, I've mentioned it on my previous show, right now China owns solid 18% of America. Solid. Deeds. Doing. They own 41%. Of equity trade on all plays of energy. They own outright 12% of our food supply. Own outright.
And the American people just can't believe it, though.
But I don't care. That thing comes down to the fact that people talk about, Joe, you know, they talk about survival. The United Nations and what we're talking about in clinical medicine and the process of the human body is survival. We are at a war. Remember I talked about this 4 years ago. Who owns our body? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
By the organs on the organ transplants, the process of the medicine, the energy we take in, it's all part of going to be the mapping of the electronic medical record by the main computer, Watson, of which I am one of the projects to match Watson, which I don't think I'll be able to match Watson, but I'm one of the people that's in that program to try to find out how to mastermind the over-control of the algorithm for humans under the sacred code number. All this is in one pile. Listen, Joe, I got to go.
Thank you, sir.
You call again, Joe.
I will. I enjoy listening to you so much, and God bless you.
Thanks for being a good listener. Tell the people about the show.
Every day.
Let me tell you, we got Rob from Texas. I hope he's still there, Rob. Do we have Rob from Texas?
Hello, doctor?
Yes, is Rob there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Rob. Thanks for holding, by the way.
Yes, sir. No problem. Great calls, too. Those were really, like, got a lot of information from those. I hate to go over last week's, some of last week's information, but since last week, I've taken to wearing a piece of copper grounding wire just around my wrist and stuff, and I was kind of wondering exactly, is, you know, not that you're, you know, just something you said, recommendation or nothing, but, how would I explain it to, the lame person? Cause I didn't quite get it either. Is what the copper does, and would wearing silver have any benefit, and, or would it interfere with the copper?
Well, I wouldn't wear anything with the copper, cause what the theory is in the terms, these are formations of, acupressure points. Of the body, which have different polarities. They have different magnetic polarities, and it's a theory of which people try to ignore, you know, that kind of thing. But where the left wrist, of course, is good because there's an energy system which is on the left side, which is affecting a different blood flow in the right ventricle of the heart. So that's what changes out the polarity. See, inside the heart, there's a nerve center called the bundle of His. And this is a nerve center which controls the ventricle and auricle of the heart. And in terms of these muscle contractions and the things, so you have to, what you're doing is actually under theory is the fact that you're changing the magnetic pole of the process of the PQ and T wave of your electrocardiogram. And if you can change that process, then you're feeding the base of the brain with a different impulse for a positive hormone base of serotonin and dopamine in the brain, which is part of the healing process of the mind and in turn of the rest of the body. And that's a short semantic explanation of what's happening. So,
but as far as the radiation, you're saying it works like a Faraday box.
Yeah, and that's right. Well, listen, Rob, I got to go. But listen, thank you for holding. Thank you for calling Parker Pathways, and tell people about it.
If you get a chance, say something about the silver, and thank you, Doctor.
Yeah. We have Jeff from Idaho. Is Jeff there?
Hi, Dr. Parker. Can you hear
me? Hello. Yes, I sure can, Jeff. And by the way, I want to thank you for holding.
Yes. I was trying to follow up on an email that was sent to you on one of 32 copies of this website, www.taxation-by-misrepresentation.com.
I haven't been able to get to it, Jeff. I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it because I've got 18,000 emails.
I know.
There's no joke. I really do.
I know.
Have
I know.
18,071 as of the other day.
Right. But the title, the subject title, is Taxation by Misrepresentation. I wanted to read you something from page 22 and 23 for your lawsuit, because what we're dealing with is the common law versus right now the legal process of United States citizenship status, which, you know, 310
yes.
million people are, and 500,000 aren't. You know, they're state nationals.
Mm-hmm.
But this might be applicable to your amicus curiae brief on your citizen issue.
Yes.
This is page 22 and 23. It says, Justice Benjamin C. Curtis, writing for a unanimous court, held that the due process in revenue matters meant that the government must employ processes and procedures that were no different in principle from those revenue processes and procedures employed by the king's officials to collect debts owed to the crown in 1791, the year of the Fifth Amendment was ratified, provided such procedures and processes did not violate any other process of the Constitution and have been accepted by at least some of the colonies in the revenue process. Here's the crux of the decision, that the warrant now in process is a legal process, is not denied. It was issued in conformity with an act of Congress, but is it due process of law? The Constitution contains no description or principles which it is intended to allow or forbid. It does not even declare which principles are allowed to ascertain to be in due process. It is manifest that it will be left with without legislative power to enact process may be devised. The article is to restrain on the legislative as well as the executive and the judicial powers.
Okay, I have to go here.
Right.
But the thing is, that is important stuff, and I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Make sure I get that, and we'll work with this for real.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Parker.
Okay, and thank you.
Uh-huh.
We have a caller, Buddy from Arkansas. Buddy from Arkansas, are you still there? Hello, Buddy.
Can you hear me, Doctor?
Are you Buddy?
Hello?
Buddy from Arkansas?
Yes, Buddy.
All right,
yes,
Buddy.
Thank you again. I want to ask two questions, and I'll get off the line because you're doing a wonderful job. One, is it possible that corridor from Mexico to Canada is being coming in the back door with this pipeline? And the second question is, your opinion on is, will that thing in Alabama get rid of Obama? And you don't have to answer either one you don't want to. I thank you for all your work. God bless. I'm going to let you go, sir.
Thank you. The Mexico pipeline on the corridor is part of a NAFTA treaty that was signed by President Clinton. And really comes under the reallocation of United States not being a country. In other words, it's a North American continent. And that's the way the new maps are that are going to be, you know, they're being issued and snuck into the schools. In other words, what's happening is the United Nations protocol for the education of the younger people and is based on the idea of socialism, redistribution of wealth, the North American continent, and the process of energy being controlled by what they call the electronic stock market, which they plan to implement next year, of which the stock market floor will not have any people. It'll just be, you know, electronics. So the pipeline, actually, they're two pipelines. One is going to be what's called the Elite Pipeline, which is being proposed coming in from South America on our deal that we made with Brazil and the communist leader in Venezuela. When Obama went to South America, that deal was made. That's why they pushed off all the oil off of the Gulf of Mexico and gave it to Brazil, and those oil rigs left and went to other countries. It was all part of that. I didn't quite understand the question about Alabama, but we'll pick that up, and I want to make sure Buddy gets answered on the pipeline. We have a caller, Mike, from South Carolina. Mike, are you there?
Yes, hello, sir, Mike. Dr. Wynn Parker.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure,
yes.
Honor to speak to you.
Thank you very much for calling and holding on, by the way.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much for your professional integrity, and we consider you a treasure to humanity, so don't change anything you're doing.
Well, thank you very much.
My comments are concerning the oil pipeline. I don't know if people are aware of this or if you are, but they're supposed to come down, I think, and end somewhere around Houston, where the oil will be transported, put onto tankers, and shipped over to China.
Yes, and they go through the Chinese Panama Canal, which they're expanding, which I talked about last week.
Yeah, we're following that, too. My comments are just south of Houston, Texas. There's one of the largest singly held private pieces of property called the King Ranch. Are you familiar with it?
What's the name again?
The King Ranch.
Oh, the King Ranch, yes. Your phone is kind of going in and out. Go ahead.
Okay, it's got over right around a million private acres being held.
Yes.
My question to you is, do you happen to know who owns the King Ranch?
Well, the King family, they were raising cattle for years.
Well, here's something that most people don't know. And I'll leave this question, which has an answer to it. Who owns the King Ranch, the King or the Queen?
You'll have to tell me the answer to that, because I'm not understanding the question, but I want to follow you. Go ahead.
I think you'll find that the Queen owns it.
The Queen owns
it? There's going to be some background under table shenanigans going along with that.
The Queen?
Yes.
The Queen owning the King Ranch?
Yes.
Okay, who's the Queen?
Queen of England, maybe?
Oh,
you do some background research.
Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, go
all
ahead.
Right. That's all I wanted to pass on. Thank you very much for all you do, and I look forward to listening to you every week.
Well, thank you, Mike, and tell people about the show, and we'll get some action on our constitutional amendment that changed things in this country. One of the things that I wanted to mention, I only have a few minutes to do it. I was going to talk about the carbon-negative cement, which is being talked about in Europe, the European Cement Research Academy. These are going to be the idea of having magnesium silicates rather than calcium carbonate as part of the process of reduction of carbon dioxide. Which indirectly ties in with something that you may be surprised. That's the thing. I'm not a person who is promoting the concept of the vision of the New Jerusalem under the prophets who had developed these things. But the whole thing is that because of time limitations, I can't discuss the process of the new numerical algorithm for humans, but the process of what is called the Hermetic Anthropos, which is a celestial that gave Saint John a little book biting him to eat it. In other words, the people, as a divide in the origins of religious worship, have documented the concept of from the Bible of Revelation of how St. John ate the little book. And the book was representative of the secret doctrine called the spiritual food, which is the nourishment of the spirit. And St. John, being in the spirit, ate the little book of the wisdom of God and the hunger of his soul was appeased, according to the writings. Well, when they did the, that's from the translation of the number of the beast, and if you use the Kabbalism of the New Testament among these early Christian mystics, you find that the Antichrist, as given by Arrhenius, all have 666 as a numerical equivalent. So in other words, you have the process of, according to the method of the Greek term, Eislos Bos, which signifies the lower mind. The equivalent is known as the numerical value of another secret number, which is 888. We'll come back at the other end of the break and raise the bar the highest it's been.